anything else going on in terms of HER2 disease that you want to comment on that you think is important?
Well, I mean, I think what we've seen and what we continue to see is that if you come up with a new HER2-directed therapy that works via a different mechanism, it's still quite a valid target. And, you know, even though, as we talked about a little bit earlier in this conversation, there is this concern that tumors can lose HER2 expression over time, then, you know, you see the data with drugs like this new conjugate where you're seeing 60% response rates in heavily pretreated patients, and that would seem to suggest that HER2 still remains something that we can go after even after multiple lines of therapy. You know, in terms of the next set of drugs, this isn't the only antibody conjugate that looks promising. There are others in development as well. We talked a little bit about immune therapies, and while there we don't have yet much activity that's been demonstrated, you know, it's still something that we're very hopeful about. And we just need to figure out new ways to do it. There are other tyrosine kinase inhibitors that are being evaluated. And I think there's still plenty to be hopeful about in the future in the pipeline. So I think this is an area where, fortunately, there's been a lot of progress made. We're now starting to talk about dose de-escalation, as you mentioned earlier. Can we start cutting back because patients in the early disease setting are doing so well? So again, I think it's a pretty hopeful time in the HER2 space.